Anti-corporatism protests have become a daily spectacle in the U.S. despite a heavy-handed crackdown by the police. Nearly 2,000 have been arrested across the country simply for participating in peaceful protests against top-level corruption. The protesters blame Wall Street and big corporations for their country's deepening economic crisis. They say they've had enough of capitalism and want an end to economic inequality.
Capitalism is a cancer, and it's a pathology, it's a sickness.
The protesters say they represent 99% of Americans, mainly the middle class.
What I would say is that people are incredibly eager to put questions of economic inequality back on the table in a way that is acceptable to 99% of the American people.
They believe their lives have been negatively affected by the 1% of Americans who've accumulated huge wealth by means of corporatism. They're asking why only 1% of a population of over 300 million should pocket almost 40% of the nation's wealth. They own half of America's stocks and bonds. Among the top 1% category are the following. Warren Buffett, worth $39 billion. Charles Koch, $25 billion. George Soros, $22 billion. Sheldon Adelson, $21.5 billion. Michael Bloomberg, $19.5 billion. John Paulson, $15.5 billion. Carl Icahn, $13 billion. Ann Cox Chambers, $12 billion. Ronald Perelman, also $12 billion. And finally, Abigail Johnson, $11.7 billion. But the list of the rich is longer than that. Many believe there are a number of less publicized tycoons who have amassed an absolute fortune just the same way as all the rest of them, corporatism. They are impervious to economic fluctuations. Neither the 2008 recession nor the unpopular, costly wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have had any substantial bearing on their political and economic prowess. And they all live in the United States of America, a country some analysts say is ruled by big corporations. They say the economic woes of the U.S. will worsen even further unless the American public stands up against a two-party system and picks up a multi-party system that can make real changes and restore the fundamental tenets of democracy in the country.